By the time we get to Thursday, I'll be headed over to Peoria for the Civic Center event, the Illinois Soybean Summit, hosted by the Illinois Soybean Association. You can get yourself still registered for that event. It should be a great one at the Soybean Summit this Thursday in Peoria at the Civic Center. One of the people that will not be on stage, but will be over there for you to meet because he's going to drop by to do Commodity Week. We're going to record live to tape from there is Kurt Kimmel. He's on the line with us now to talk about the marketplace. Good morning to you, Kurt. Thanks so much for being with us this morning and being willing to make the trip over to Peoria on Thursday.
Oh, it's always a lot of fun to go out and visit best part of the job, getting out of the office and be able to see what's going on out in the countryside and in town at these meetings.
Yeah, so we've got several meetings over the next couple of weeks. This week, you'll be with me on Thursday at the Soybean Summit. Again, that's ilsoy.org. I don't think I gave that to you to register, but it's ilsoy.org, and you can get registered for the Soybean Summit. Or the following week, those who are in the Springfield area can join us at the Farm Credit Illinois building on Tuesday, March the 1st at 7 o'clock. And you will be there along with Gary Schnitke and Mike Zuzulo and Dan Zwicker. Should be a great evening there, too.
Yeah, look forward to it. It's a good little area, and that's usually a good meeting to stop in and attend there, Todd.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about what's been happening in the marketplace. The market again higher for corn and soybeans. Why is that the trade this morning?
Well, it started in the evening trade. There's over about 8,000 contracts of put options that were not exercised, the 880 puts, so it's generated some speculative buying interest and also some last-minute positioning for those who were looking for the market to go down. We're seeing some renewed strength coming in the complex. And there's also some ideas that we're seeing a little bit of Asian business underneath the marketplace, too. That's kind of been a supporting feature. Now the key is whether or not we can challenge those highs we've been bumping up here against over the last 3 to 4 weeks, Todd.
What are your expectations for the rest of the day? Can we keep these in place?
Well, I think we're going to stay somewhat firm, but I think we'll give away to turn around Tuesday. There's still quite a bit of cash grain out there to be marketed here on price strength. I think that's going to cap rallies here as we go through the rest of the winter. Also, too, towards the end of the week, we're going to have some outlook numbers on Thursday and Friday, and those are expected to show probably slightly higher carryout estimates, but it's going to confirm that we'll probably be in a position to have some fairly good grain inventories to work with as we move down the road here, unless we run into some weather concerns.
Indeed. And then once those forum numbers come out, and there was a preview released last week on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, once the forum numbers go out, we look forward to the acreage figures at the end of the month of March. What are the early thoughts about what acreage will look like in the United States?
Well, ideas are we could, barring no weather concerns such as too wet of a spring and prevent plant, that we could actually see an increase of corn acres upwards towards 2 million acres, upwards maybe an extra million bean acres. So, you know, there's about 3 million acres of wheat out west that was not sown to wheat. Where does that go? So ideas are that we could see, some increased acres over a year ago. Now, the acreage number comes out, then we'll have to put a yield on it, and weather will be the dominant factor after that as we see that yield go up and down.
And then turn your attention to something a bit closer at hand. Many producers have basis contracts on for both corn and soybeans. Do they need to take advantage of the short-term ups to market some of that crop?
We feel so. We feel they got to have orders above the marketplace to take advantage of these to continue to kind of push some grain out the door as we go. We feel it's going to be awful hard to see a big up moving here unless we run into weather market. And if that happens, it's probably going to be later on in June or July. In the meantime, as we visit with a lot of producers across the Midwest, particularly in the Western Belt, there's just a lot of grain out there to be marketed. Not only last year's, but we're hearing quite a bit of 2014 still needs to be priced. So there's ample supplies of grain to be moved. And as a producer, I think you need to transfer the risk to someone else here. And by doing that, you can take advantage of these up moves to get kind of caught up to where you want to be.
Once they've done that, they transfer the risk, you're going to say, I'm good for those two marketing years at this point, and then concentrate on the next one?
Well, yeah, you're always going to produce a crop. And it's always a consistent battle trying to move the old crop and market new crop. You know, it's kind of a neat thing when you visit producers and start to market new crop and say, well, I still got some old crop. But our best strategy is to put some price floors underneath the marketplace here over the next month or two. That way, if we go ahead and get the crop in the ground and weather cooperates, we kind of manage some of this downside price risk. So there's quite a few strategies out there you can use to sort of manage risk. The thing is, you know, when you visit producers too, is try to generate some working capital. There's going to be quite a few bills come due here as we head into the field this spring and through here. And the key is having plenty of cash flow to work with to keep operations viable.
Hey, thanks so much. I'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on this Monday morning edition of the Mid-Morning Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Kurt will join me this week over at the Illinois Soybean Summit. That's in Peoria at the Civic Center. If you have not gotten registered or ever been to this one before, there was one earlier in the year in Effingham. There's the event that's coming up this week in Peoria, and then one in Rockford. You can find all the details at ILSOY. That's ILSOY.org. Get yourself registered still for those. These are free events and they're really good programs. I know Darren Newsom will be there this week. U of I's Emerson Nafziger will be on hand. And of course, I'll be there to MC the event. And Kurt will be around. I'll make sure he gets introduced along with Ellen Dearden and Chip Dellinger, both also coming in to take on the Commodity Week program from the Soybean Summit. The other event that's coming up is the All-Day Ag Outlook. You can get your tickets for that for just $30 on our website at willag.org, willag.org. That's March 8th. That's not very far away now, so get yourself your ticket and do it right now today. Just $30. The Beef House will have a dozen of our regular on-air analysts and a whole bunch more. And you get a Beef House meal at the noon hour, all for $30 over in Indiana at Covington. And you can do that at willag.org. This is Illinois Public Media. You're listening to AM 580 WILL and FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.